There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Israel has reopened its embassy in Zambia more than 50 years after it was closed. Foreign Ministers Gideon Sahar and Mulamba Khayembe inaugurated the Lusaka mission, with Sahar expressing a renewed confidence in relations between the two countries.
It is an honor and a privilege to be here in Lusaka and open Israel's embassy. It is truly exciting moment to raise our flag, the Israeli flag, and to hear Atikva here in Zambia after 52 years. Today, ladies and gentlemen, Israel is returning to Zambia.
Moving across to the United States, New York Governor Kathy Hochul has reaffirmed her commitment to the annual Celebrate Israel parade, vowing it will never be cancelled. During a discussion with Rabbi Mark Schneier, Hochul dismissed any threats to the parade's continuation, emphasizing its importance to the city. Hochul highlighted the need for healing and unity, stressing that no residents should feel unsafe or unwelcome because of their faith, reaffirming her support for the city's diverse communities. Israeli Aliyah and Integration Minister Ofir Sofer accompanied 225 new immigrants on a Nefesh Benefesh charter flight to Tel Aviv, which landed yesterday. Passengers, 45 families, 125 children, and 10 singles ranging from 9 months to 72 years old came from across the United States and Canada. The flight, organized by Nefesh Benefesh in partnership with major Jewish organizations, was hailed as more than symbolic, with co-founder Rabbi Yehoshua Fass calling it a tangible investment in Israel's future. Armenia and Azerbaijan's historic move towards peace could open new opportunities for Jewish communities in the region. Chief Rabbi Shneur Segal of Baku's Ashkenazi community has welcomed the reconciliation, highlighting the Jewish commitment to coexistence. Baku will host the Conference of European Rabbis this November, marking the first time the gathering is held in a Muslim nation. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines. Israel's National Center for Combating Anti-Semitism is warning of high-risk protests in 27 cities during Australia's nationwide March for Palestine on August the 24th. Organizers of the Netherlands' largest defense expo, to be held in November, have barred Israeli firms from participating, sparking diplomatic and industry concerns. The Trump administration has directed immigration officers to weigh anti-Americanism and support for anti-Semitic terrorism against visa applicants. In Crown Heights, New York, a radical anti-Chabad protest marking the 1991 riot anniversary was met with resistance from African-American residents and Jewish neighborhood watch groups. Israel's foreign ministry has initiated a global outreach effort, planning to host around 400 delegations involving 5,000 participants by the year's end, aimed at presenting Israel's perspective in international media. While on reserve duty in Samaria, an Israeli officer has unearthed a 2,000-year-old coin from Herod's era, highlighting Israel's history and connection to the ancient kingdom of Israel. And finally, in May, the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement marked Jewish American Heritage Month with a nationwide contest celebrating Jewish contributions and promoting unity. Participants highlighted Jewish leaders, cross-community collaborations, and creative initiatives to combat anti-Semitism. Winning projects ranged from advocacy for Jewish students to corporate recognition programs fostering community healing and cultural celebrations. Awarded initiatives will be featured at the 2025 North American Mayor's Summit Against Anti-Semitism, taking place in New Orleans, Louisiana, from December the 2nd to the 4th. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.